Thank you for holding. This is the Angela Williams in the fraud department. How can I assist you?
I had just got a call from my bank saying that there was an order for $69.97 for a Sharp gadget.
All right. May I have your name and
And
address?
it's Cindy Guyette, 77 Clinton Avenue, apartment 302, Winslow, Maine, 04901.
Thank you. It is showing here that there was a Hype watch, a smart watch, with insurance, an order placed on the 19th of February for $7.92 against the card ending in 0322. Let's take a look here.
I did not do that because I already have watches through T-Mobile, and I don't wear a watch. And I have no idea because I did not get anything in the mail. And I'm not even in the state right at the moment. But I didn't order nothing. And they just canceled my card, so I can't even get money out of the bank anymore. And my
kids. You disputed the charges?
They did. Because
oh, okay.
I didn't get nothing in the mail, and I didn't even know what it was. I don't know if it's somebody else in the apartment building did, but we've been having a lot of trouble with mail there. I do know that there was a few times that people's cards have been frauded up there. So I'm really not sure what's going on. But they just canceled my card. And I said, great, that
okay.
means that I get to call everybody tomorrow and tell them they can't get my money out. But
all
I
right.
only use my card to pay bills.
All right, bear with me one moment, ma'am. Let's see here.
And I don't even wear watches.
Now, what we do here in the fraud department is we started an investigation with the local authorities in your area on the behalf of yourself, the cardholder. We take that information that we have on the account and we present it to either the police or the sheriff's department. They can use the IP address on the account to pull back the time, location, and the owner of the device that created the order. And then they contact you to move forward with fraud against the individual. We usually give a provisional credit on the account while that process takes place. But in order to do that, we would have to have the financial institution to drop the dispute against the charges.
Okay. So what do
and
I do?
And they have to call us. You have them call us and agree to, if they agree to drop the dispute, then we could move forward with the fraud protocol and do a provisional credit on there.
Okay. So what do I do with the bank? Because as of right now, they told me I can only use my check.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm really not sure what I can do there.
Well, as far
but
as
I
the charges,
and I am not even in Maine right now. I'm not going to be in Maine until the 20th. I'm babysitting my father-in-law. He goes for surgery on Wednesday morning. So I am in New Hampshire at the moment. So I've been here for 3 weeks. So I'm really not sure what to do.
Well, you could call them back on the phone and have them give us a call today, and then we could start the process.
The bank?
Right now, yes, have the bank give us a call.
Okay.
They have to, because we can't process a provisional credit or any type of refund on there if it is in an active dispute. They do their own investigation on their own, on their end as well.
Right.
But we can assist with the charges once they drop that dispute.
Okay. All right. I will try and call them back and and see if they're still open. Oh, no, they're not open. I'd have to do that tomorrow morning because they are not open. They closed at 4. So, all right. Well, I will call them first thing in the morning and I will have them call you.
All right. Sounds good, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. All right. Bye.